How does technology help people tell stories? Although you don't need technology to tell a story, it can definitely help bring a story to life. In the past, people used to sit around campfires listening to their elders tell stories about great warriors, emperors, and their ancestors. Though they were very interesting to listen to, these stories were only spoken and didn't appeal to other senses. Nowadays, CGI allows storytellers to tell stories that would have been almost impossible to tell visually in the past. When we look at old films, we laugh at the special effects because they were so unrealistic. But the technology used to make films today is so believable and realistic that it's impossible to tell whether something is actually real or just made on a computer. Do you prefer to read ebooks or paper books? Personally, I prefer reading ebooks because it's so much more convenient. My ebook reader can hold thousands of books and is lighter than one normal size paperback book. It also has a light so I can read in the dark without having to hold a torch or light a candle. Scrolling between pages is easier than with a paper book too, and it's much better for the environment. I don't know the statistics, but the amount of paper they use to make paper books must be really high, and I don't think we should be cutting down trees to make books in this day and age. I guess the e-readers are too expensive for some people to buy, so maybe we need to look at how we can make them cheaper for everyone to buy. Why are mystery novels so popular nowadays? I think that humans naturally like to solve puzzles. It just seems to be an important part of who we are. Mystery novels are a type of puzzle where we only find out the solution at the end. Even though we can't usually solve the mystery ourselves, it is still very satisfying to discover the answer to something mysterious. If you look at popular culture around the world, there are mysterious stories everywhere that people love to talk about. There's the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland, the Nazca Lines in Peru, and the Great Pyramid in Egypt. People just love a good mystery. What kinds of stories do children like? Nowadays, children seem to love stories about superheroes. These characters have powers that normal people can only dream of and can do things that are impossible in reality. I think this plays on many things that kids wish they could do, such as fly, teleport, or move objects with their mind. One of the most popular books for children is still Harry Potter, even though the last novel was published many years ago. Witches, elves, wizards, and monsters have always been popular in children's literature, and that trend has continued. Children have really active imaginations, much more so than most adults. So these imaginative characters who can cast magic spells, breathe fire, and turn invisible are extremely appealing, as are weird creatures like dragons, elves, and unicorns.